And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The Louisiana Folk Roots Kids Camp will take place next week, June 10th through the 14th at Vermilionville. It's for kids ages 8 through 14 years old. It's a week of music and special activities, and it's for experienced and novice players alike. So for kids ages 8 to 14, all you need to do is bring a guitar, a tuned-down fiddle, or a 10-button diatonic accordion in the key of C. And they'll have music classes, band labs, singing, dancing, science experiments, and other educational activities. It's a great team of gifted artist instructors for the week. For more information, you can go to lafolkroots.org. That's lafolkroots.org. Or give them a call. Again, that's the annual Louisiana Folk Roots Kids Camp at Vermilionville. Here on the UL campus, the third annual Forensic Exploration Camp is taking place June 17th through the 21st. You can find out more by calling the Criminal Justice Department or going to the website, criminaljustice.louisiana.edu. If your children have ever been interested in crime series on television, they might very well be interested in this camp. It's for students in grades 9 through 12. You can be entering the ninth grade. You can call the Criminal Justice Department or, again, go online to find out availability of space. There's a five-day camp for young filmmakers ages 15 to 17 that will take place this summer, June 17th through the 21st at Acadiana Open Channel. They are partnering with the Southern Screen Film Festival, Southern Screen Festival. For more information, you can go to southernscreen.org or call AOC. Our Place in Space, a new play by Alicia Chasson, will open this evening and run through Saturday night at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. So there are three performances tonight, June 6th, then the 7th and 8th, that will all be at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. For more information, you can call the ACA for tickets, or to find out about the play, there is a Facebook page called Our Place in Space, a new play by Alicia Chasson. In New Iberia, IPAL continues its run of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. It will run tonight, Friday, and Saturday evenings, and then there will be a Sunday matinee. For information, their website is ipaltheater.com. And opening at Cité des Arts, Acadiana Repertory's production of Final Flight, a play by Olivia Z. Cody. It will run this weekend and the following at Cité. The playwright Olivia Cody is in town this weekend for the opening weekend, and she will be at the performances and available for conversation before or after the performances. To find out more, the website is acadianarep.org, or you can find a Facebook page for Final Flight. This Saturday is Second Saturday Art Walk in downtown Lafayette. Lots of new exhibits and some returning exhibits up and down Jefferson Street. That will be from 6 until 8. Some spaces are open a little earlier, some a little later. You can call them to find out more. Also on Saturday at Vermilionville, there will be a sensory-friendly visit for persons with sensory processing differences and their families and caregivers. It starts at 8:30 in the morning and goes until 11:30. For pre-information, if you would like, you can contact Melanie Harrington at Vermilionville, and she'll be happy to send you some information, pre-considerations for the visit, or you can just show up on Saturday. They would like you to pre-register, and you can do that by calling Vermilionville or going to their website. On Sunday, Creole Culture Day will take place at Vermilionville. That will be from 10 until 5 p.m. There will be music and storytelling and genealogy discussions. The Richard J. Catalan Award will be given on that day. Lots of things happening at Creole Culture Day this coming Sunday, June 9th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Monday, Cane Fire Film Series will be screening The Third Wife, a film by Ash Mayfair. That will be at 7:30 at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. And Semaine de la Francophonie will take place next week, the Creative Placemaking Summit. It will take place in three towns: Arneville on Tuesday, New Iberia on Wednesday, and then Washington, just north of Opelousas, on Thursday. You can find out more by going to Nunu Collective, and they will have a schedule of the Semaine de la Francophonie at their website. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. You can also listen to audio on demand of all of our locally produced programs. Just search for the program you're interested in and listen to it on any device, and you can share that link with friends and family. Please stay with us this afternoon and evening. In just a moment, we'll be joining NPR's All Things Considered.
Lovely strings, rich woodwinds, and plenty of oomph. The Mariinsky Theatre Orchestra embodies the Russian tradition like none other. Conducted by Valery Gergiev, they perform in the next Deutsche Welle Festival concert. I'm Rick Volker. Don't miss this one.
Monday night at 7 on KRVS.
We all make mistakes in life. Si tu avais manqué la dernière Franco Mix, c'est OK. Tu peux m'écouter this Thursday at 9 p.m. seulement sur KRVS 88.7 avec Drake Benoit LeBlanc. Et c'est formidable.
This is listener-supported public radio for Acadiana. KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles. Like us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media.